Good Monday morning, beloved. And again, it is my pleasure to be able to begin our week together with you in God's Word. Today we're in Colossians chapter 1, and we're going to begin reading the letter to the Colossians, which opens with the Apostle Paul's greeting and prayer of thanksgiving. Colossae was a small inland city in Asia Minor, which is modern-day Turkey, about 110 miles east of the major port city of Ephesus in the Lycus River Valley. Among Paul's purposes in writing this letter was to warn the Colossians about false teachers in their midst and to oppose their teachings with the true Christian message. And God's guiding word for us as we begin this week together is discipleship. So let's begin reading Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. From Paul, who by God's will is an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy, to God's people in Colossae, who are our faithful friends in union with Christ. May God our Father give you grace and peace. We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. For we have heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and of your love for all God's people. When the true message, the good news, first came to you, you heard it, you heard about the hope that it offers. So your faith and love are based on what you hope for, which is kept safe for you in heaven. The gospel keeps bringing blessings and spreading throughout the world, just as it has among you ever since the day you first heard about the grace of God and came to know what it really is. You learned about God's grace from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is Christ's faithful worker on our behalf. He has told us of the love that the Spirit has given you. For this reason, we have always prayed for you, and ever since we heard about you, we asked God to fill you with the knowledge of His will, with all wisdom and understanding that His Spirit gives. Then you will be able to live as the Lord wants and will always do what pleases Him. Your lives will produce all kinds of good deeds, and you will grow in your knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from His glorious power, so that you may be able to endure everything with patience. And with joy, give thanks to the Father who has made you fit to have your share of what God has reserved for His people in the kingdom of light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us safe into the kingdom of His dear Son, by whom we are set free, that is, our sins are forgiven. And today's key verse is Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, where Paul writes, we ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will, with all the wisdom and understanding that His Spirit gives. You know, beloved, it's important for us to recognize here that this is not a church that Paul had started. This was started under another ministry. It may be Epaphras who started it. We just know that Epaphras was associated with the leadership in that church. And for some reason, it may be Epaphras that has approached Paul in a effort to quench any false doctrines that may be arising here. And so Epaphras is appealing to the apostleship of the Apostle Paul to step in, and that's what the apostle does. The apostle is responsible for scripture, and the purity of scripture, doctrine, and also for discipline. Doctrine and discipline are the main responsibilities of the apostle. And so, as we will read in a little bit, there was some problems here with some bad doctrine that has popped up here. And so even though Paul has never been to Colossae, he is taking his position as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ to address whatever problems may be arising there. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we are so thankful for the strength that comes from your glorious power. And help us be strong with that strength so that we can endure everything with patience. With joy, I give you thanks for rescuing me from the power of darkness and bringing me safely into the kingdom of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord, by whom you have set me free and offered me forgiveness of my sins. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our Monday morning together to a close. Join me tomorrow when we'll be in Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 15, where the Apostle Paul describes the person and work of Christ. Until tomorrow, then, may God's richest blessings be yours.